Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these MP3 files of these radio programs. You will also find Bible videos at 30 minutes in length. We also have a host of other Bible-related material that you can look at and view that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. We want nothing from you. We want you to do nothing more than see the need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. We have been looking at the deity and the humanity of Jesus for the past few weeks, and today we want to look at another evidence of His deity, and that is His miracles. Both in His personal ministry of Christ and in the work of the apostles, God provided miraculous credentials to His divine messiahship, according to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4. Let's begin this morning by looking at this passage, because it helps us to understand that this was a sign that these men were sent from God and were not just mere men. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed by those who heard Him? God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to His will." So, these were called signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs appeal to understanding, point to divine authority above common course of nature. Then we have wonders. They appeal to the appeals to the imagination, something that's strange, something that's out of the ordinary, something that causes one to marvel. And then we had miracles. They indicate divine source of power, of works, of a supernatural nature. All these signs, wonders, and miracles were done in order to demonstrate that Jesus was who He claimed to be, and that was the Son of God, and to confirm and validate that His message was divine. It was not the message of men. The testimony of signs, I want to begin with a man who understood that Jesus was sent from God. In John chapter 3, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he made the affirmation in verse number 2. He says in John 3 and verse 2, "This man came to Jesus by night and said to Him, Rabbi, we know that You are a teacher come from God, for no one could do these signs that You do unless God is with him." He understood that the things that Jesus did could not be accomplished without God being with him and without God affirming and validating that what he was doing was acceptable to him. The Jewish multitudes in John chapter 7 and verse number 31. John 7 and verse number 31. "And many other people believed in him and said, when the Christ comes, will he do more signs than this man has done?" Again, that was an affirmation that he was who he claimed to be. He raised the dead. He raised Lazarus after 4 days in John 11 and verse 45. That miracle has such an effect on men that in John 12, they wanted to kill Lazarus because he was the evidence that Jesus had raised someone from the dead and shown to be deity. What about the Pharisees? The resurrection got their attention in John 11, verse 47 and 48. "Then the chief priest and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, what shall we do? For this man works many signs. And if we left him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away our place and our nation." Again, this gives us a little insight to one of the things that they feared about Jesus, that his authority would take away their power and their position. And so, these testimonies of Nicodemus, of the Jewish multitudes, and of the Pharisees of the signs and the wonders and the miracles he was doing, they confirmed to them that he was the Son of God. What about Jesus' power over nature? In John chapter 2, he made the water into wine. In John 2, 1 through 11. And the governor of the feast commended the host because the wine that he served last was better than the wine that he had served at the beginning. And he made the comment that all the wine usually was inferior at the end after men had well consumed and were filled. They weren't as particular. But again, he knew the difference. We also see he walked on water. In Matthew 14, verse 15, he came to them in the fourth watch of the night. They thought it was a ghost. In Matthew 14, verse number 25, it says, now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. How could one walk on water? Men that claim to do miracles today, men that claim to have the same power that the apostles had. I've challenged them on many occasions. Just walk across the patch of water. You don't got to walk across the lake. Just walk across the baptistry, and I'll believe you are the Son of God. But they can't do it. Why? Because they don't have that kind of power. And then what about multiplying 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 men, not counting women and children? That's in Mark chapter 6, verse 38 through 44, and also Matthew 14, 15 through 21. What about multiplying 7 loaves and a few fish to feed over 4,000 men plus women and children in Matthew 15, 32 through 39? What about the fish that was found in the coin of the mouth by Peter so they could pay the temple tax, so they could pay the tax? And so it was in the fish's mouth. How did it get there? That was a miracle. That's recorded in Matthew 17, 27. The catch of fish. They had fished all night. They had gotten nothing. And yet Jesus was on the shore waiting for them to eat breakfast with them. And he told them to cast a net on the right side and they would find fish. And they found 153. That's in John 21, verse number 6. What about the curse, the barren fig tree? And it never grew again. Matthew 21, verse 19. All these miracles show Jesus' power over nature, something that God put into place, and only God would have the power to alter it or to change it. What about Jesus' power over the human body? What about his power over man himself? We see that he was able to heal leprosy in Matthew 8 and verse number 3. He can make the dumb talk in Matthew 12 and verse 22. He could heal paralysis in Matthew 11, verse 15. He could heal the blind as he did in Matthew 15, 30 and 31, and also the blind man in John chapter 9, verse 6 through 9. And then what about Jesus' power over the demons? He cast them out in Matthew 8, verse 28 through 32. He demonstrated power over the domain of Satan in Matthew 12, verse 25 and 28. And also remember that we looked at last week that even the demons acknowledged that he was the Son of God. They knew he was the Son of God. They feared him. They respected him. They knew that he was the Son of God and begged them to treat them differently because he had the power to do so. Again, strong affirmation that he was the Son of God. And then you have Jesus' power over death. He raised Jairus' daughter, Luke 8, verse 41 and 42. He raised a widow's son out of the coffin in Luke chapter 7, verse 11 through 15. And of course, he raised Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days, in John 11, verses 1 through 46. This not only shows Jesus' power over death, but also over Hades, because he reunited their spirit with their physical body, their inner man, the spirit, the soul that they have. He reunited it. It showed that he has the keys to both death and Hades. That statement is made by the Apostle John in Revelation 1 and verse number 18. And so we have presented his actual evidence. Jesus' miracles are genuine, the reliable proof that he was who he claimed to be. Compare that to the fake healers today. Do they have power over nature? Can they raise the dead? Can they make the blind see? Can they heal the leper? No, they can't do any of that. Why? Because they don't have that type of power that was given to God's Son. He had a wide range of powers. He had complete recovery, not partial. You know, today, people, so-called faith healers, will claim to heal someone. If you see some of these exhibitions, where that's what I call them, an exhibition, and they say, are you feeling better? Do you feel strength coming in your legs? Jesus never asked that. They were healed instantaneously, immediately. They didn't begin to feel better. They were better. And it was immediate. And there was no time for nature's course to make the miracle take place. It wasn't a week later. It wasn't a day later. And it was immediate. And there was no relapse. And it was undeniable. Even the enemies of Christ could not deny the things that he did. This is powerful evidence and affirmation that he was the Son of God. Presented an actual historical event capable of belief after explanation. Not as a myth, not as pious legend, not as an allegory or a parable. These are actual records of real events that took place in real time and were performed by the man himself, Jesus Christ. John recorded the signs of the deity of Jesus. Number one, he showed his sign over quality by the water into wine. He showed his power over distance by healing the nobleman's son who was in Capernaum, John 4:46-54. He showed his power over disease and time by healing a man with an infirmity over 38 years in John 5:1-9. He showed power over quantity by the 5 loaves and 2 fishes in John 6:1-14. He showed his power over nature when he walked on the water in John 6:16-21. He showed his power over the misfortune when the man that was born blind was given his sight in John 9:1-9. And his power over death itself in John 11:1-46 when he healed Lazarus who had been dead for 4 days. This is demonstration of the omnipotence and all-powerful characteristics of God over every avenue and aspect of life. It demonstrated that he had power to do signs, to do miracles, and to do wonders, things that men could not explain, things that men could not duplicate. Men had never saw the things that Jesus was able to do and the number of the miracles that he did that are recorded in the Bible. Even Nicodemus, as we read in the beginning of our study this morning, knew that this man was sent from God because he never could accomplish the things that he was doing unless God was with him. And so the miracles are evidence that this person who claimed to be Jesus is exactly who he said he was. He was the Son of God. And we might add one more miracle before we leave our subject this morning, and that's the ability to read into the hearts of men. Men can read into men's hearts. I don't know what somebody's thinking unless they tell me. Jesus did. He knew what was in the thief's heart, and that's why he forgave him when he was on the cross. And so again, these are evidences. These are compelling evidence that Jesus was deity, that he was the Son of God, because he did signs, wonders, and miracles, and no relapses. And it was instantaneous, and it could not even be denied by the enemies of the Lord. That's power.